Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in America, Eruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. Our live TGIF studio audience have their common sense caps on, pen and paper in hand, and are ready to spend the weekend listening to as many of our episodes as possible to finish Take Action April with a bang and finally stop settling for a life that's anything less than amazing. Today's topic's on episode 202, Motivation, Holistic Interiors, Wildlife, Faith, and Human Trafficking. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Terry Tucker, inspiring people to lead uncommon lives. Barbara Kaplan, interior design for 2021, nature and biophilia. Joanne Sullum, connecting with animals and nature. Pastor Greg Young, chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Mitzi Perdue, saving lives and stopping human trafficking for good. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're your censorship-free space, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, the Mayor of Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona audit of the 2020 election is being attacked yet again. The Arizona Demon Rat Party and Board of Supervisors Steve Gallardo has filed a motion for temporary restraining order in an attempt to hide the truth and reveal the corruption and fraud. The hearing was at 11, and we're waiting to see if the judge has the courage to stand up for freedom, election integrity, and let the audit proceed. You can watch the audit on a 24-hour live feed and 9 cameras. Just click the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and then the AZ Audit Watch Live page. They also still need volunteers through May 14th, so I'm adding the information and the email addresses to that page if you want to join the movement to help save America. Number two, next week, April 30th through May 2nd, is the Truth Over Fear COVID-19 and the Great Reset Online Summit. The event is free and will feature over 40 frontline doctors, scientists, attorneys, researchers, and journalists who will share invaluable and eye-opening insights into the truth behind the headlines, COVID-19, and the rushed non-vaccine. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but a biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. Yes, dead babies will be in your body. And of course, the information on the Great Reset. Some of the names you'll know: Dr. Judy Mikovits, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, Dr. Pam Popper, and many more. You can get free tickets by going to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and then the virtual events page. And if you decide to upgrade to some of the premium paid packages, 10% of your purchase will be donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. Today's topics on episode 202, Motivation, Holistic Interiors, Wildlife, Faith, and Human Trafficking. It's April 23rd, day 403 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, you heard me. It's day 403 of 15 days to slow the spread. The weekend is here, so that means you have 48 hours. That's 2,880 minutes to spend a little time to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. Please join our movement and start your great awakening journey by putting on your common sense caps and listening to any of our 133 partners, 302 segments of this live series, Purpose-Driven Partners, and our 131 on-one podcast episodes. You don't need to be settling for anything in life and a life that's not anything but amazing. My suggestion is to listen to episode 171, which gives you an overview of our March Maskless Madness and the All-Star segments. That's 32 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. Tens of thousands of dollars worth of free quality content to change everything in your life. It's time to rip off your dirty masks, people. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. You can read the Stanford study that's being censored all over social media if you don't believe me. Or perhaps the, decades and decades worth of information and tests and papers about masks not doing anything. So just it's time to reclaim your freedom, to go back to normal, take action, and reopen America 100%.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
So again, this weekend, start listening to episode 171 because you don't need to be settling. You ain't settling for anything of a life that is other than amazing.
It's my life, so it's mine to make. I ain't settling. Just getting by, had enough, so. For the rest of my life, I'm shooting too low. So raise the bar high.
Your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Pro Network. Today's topics on episode 202, motivation, holistic interiors, wildlife, faith, and human trafficking. First up, Mr. Terry Tucker. He's a motivational speaker, author, and founder of Motivational Check, inspiring people to lead uncommon lives. Audience, it's Friday. Let's give all of our big guests a round of applause. Terry Tucker, how are you today?
I am great, Michelle. How you doing?
I am en fuego, my friend. En fuego. So much going on and a big opportunity this weekend for everyone to make a huge difference in their lives. You got, like I said, you have 2,880 hours to listen to Terry over and over to get some motivation. How about that?
I like that. I like that a lot.
How you feeling, by the way? How you feeling?
I'm actually feeling pretty good. I go to Monday for a little CAT scan action, and hopefully the tumors are even smaller.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So the listeners that don't know Mr. Terry Tucker, he was diagnosed with cancer during the COVID lockdowns and had to have his leg amputated, and now he's doing some innovative therapeutics and new cancer treatments to stop that. So hopefully everything will work and we will send some prayers. So I encourage everyone out there, send a little prayer to Terry so he can keep motivating people. So let's talk motivation today, Terry. We want to inspire some people to lead those uncommon lives.
Absolutely. Let's talk emotional intelligence. What do you think about that?
Ooh, I think that is brilliant.
So for those of you who don't know, emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize your emotions, understand what they're telling you, and realize how your emotions are affecting the people around you. So I've got three characteristics of somebody that would be what you and I would probably decide is emotionally intelligent. So let's talk about number one, self-awareness. People with high emotional intelligence are usually very self-aware. They understand their emotions, and because of this, they don't let their feelings rule them. That's number one. Number two, self-regulation. This is the ability to control your emotions and your impulses. People who self-regulate typically don't allow themselves to become too angry or too jealous, and they don't make careless, impulsive, or reckless decisions. We've never done that, have we?
Of course
no,
not.
No,
who
not
are you
all.
Kidding? No,
of
we're perfect. We're perfect on this platform.
And let's go with number three, and this is probably one of the most important things about being emotionally intelligent, is empathy. Empathy is the ability to identify with and understand the needs, wants, and viewpoints of those around you. People with empathy are good at recognizing the feelings of others, even when those feelings may not be obvious. So those are my three ways to tell if you're emotionally intelligent. And then I got three ways to improve your emotional intelligence.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, it's interesting. I was just thinking about this when you started talking and I'm writing notes. I said, you know, we throw a lot of information at people on how to transform themselves and become a better person. It's a lot of work. And there's so many topics. There's so many things that we need to improve on. Try to make it easy. Is it easy? Can it be easy? Help us make it easy, Terry.
All right. I'll give you three ways to improve your emotional intelligence. And these are pretty simple things. First of all, recognize your emotions and name them. And when I say that, I mean recognize and name the emotions. So if you're furious, be furious. Don't just be, oh, I'm mad or I'm upset. Go with the emotion, name it, know what it is, know how it makes you feel. Take stock when you're stressed out and determine why. Why is this person or why is this event stressing you out? And how is that making you feel? That's pretty easy. You figure out why you're upset, name it, and just be in the moment with it. Number two, and this is pretty easy now, I don't know if we all want to do this, but ask people for feedback on how they believe that you'll respond in different situations, good or bad. Ask your coworkers, ask your family, your friends, your boss. Ask them how they think you'll respond in different situations. You may not agree with them, but at least you have a starting point where you can begin to determine whether or not you want to work on a particular thing. And number three, and this is kind of off the wall, but I thought this was kind of interesting. Read good literature with complex characters, because it helps you see people from another perspective. So let me throw some examples out here. To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, which is a classic. The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes. Or maybe something more up-to-date, Purple by Alice Walker. These are just some of the examples of thousands of books that are available out there with very complex characters that help us learn how emotions are ruling the character or how the character is controlling their emotions. So three pretty easy ways to improve your...
The color... Go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, these are three pretty easy ways to help you improve your emotional intelligence.
And I was going to say The Color Purple is a great movie, but don't cheat and watch the movie version of these books and think that that's going to count for your emotional intelligence improvement. You have to read the book. There's a reason why we read. It's like when I encourage everyone to take out a pen and paper and write things down, because it's scientifically proven that it reacts in your brain differently than if you were typing it, or all these young people, they love to text everything. So make sure that you read rather than watching the movie. But you can sneak in The Color Purple because it is a great movie.
It is. I mean, pretty much all these books have been made into movies. Some of them, I mean – Kill a Mockingbird's in black and white, but that's how old that movie is. But it's still a great movie.
So give them again. It was self-awareness, empathy, and what was the other one?
Self-regulation. So you'd be able to regulate yourself so you don't act carelessly, impulsively, or recklessly.
All right. I wrote those down, so now they are imprinted and embedded into my brain. Pen and paper, everybody.
There you go.
Common sense, caps on, and pen and paper. And these are just some of the steps that you can take to increase your emotional intelligence, become a better person, and relate better to other people, deeper relationships, and also better work environment, whether it's clients or coworkers. Overall,
absolutely.
Great information. Terry, plug your website and anything else that you have coming up.
Sure. The website is motivationalcheck.com. You can also get my book there. The book is Sustainable Excellence, the 10 Principles to Leading Your Uncommon and Extraordinary Life. And you can order Sustainable Excellence through Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, Apple iBooks, pretty much any place online where you can get a book. So, but motivationalcheck.com will get you to me.
Awesome, Terry. Thank you so much. I'm going to say a little prayer for you this weekend, and I'm glad that you're feeling better and things are moving and grooving. So thank you for coming on, Terry, and we'll talk to you next month.
Sounds good. Be good.
You too. Have a great, great weekend. All righty, everybody. Today is Friday. Oh, the weekend is so necessary. Got to get some rest. I haven't really slept since last Tuesday because of that amazing event, the Super Bowl of Patriots that I went to, the Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All those videos are starting to be posted online, and we're going to have links to them on our pages, on our must-watch videos page at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Make sure you always check out the Take Action tab, the Partners and Patriots tab, and the Reopen America Resource Center. It's time to get this country back reopened 100%, rocking and rolling. It's 12:16. I've got another minute before I bring on my next guest. So I just want to remind everyone, if you can, please rate and review the show and also subscribe so you can catch us on demand. You know, I told you that we're being censored on Apple Podcasts. They wiped out 1/3 of our reviews because they don't like what we talk about. We talk about God. We talk about country. We talk about patriotism. We want to help people. We want to give them information to grow their business, enhance the quality of their life, and make a difference, especially in their community. And those 11 bigs, those false authorities, they don't like me. They don't like the platform. But that's all right. I'm still going to be out there. I'm still going to take the shrapnel for everybody. I'm going to get you the information, the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about so you can make everything in your life amazing. Also, if you want, follow us on social media. We are going to be jumping on the new platform from Mike Lindell, which is frankspeech.com. I'm going to talk about that at the 1 o'clock hour on my Patriotic Soapbox segment. And also, if you want to join our newsletter, then that way you can get around the censorship. But always rely on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for all the information. I add stuff to that every single day. And of course, all the episodes are there and all of the guests. You just click on their name or their company name, it'll take you directly to their websites. And if you go to the must listen to page under the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab, all of the shows that you need to listen to, if they're not our partners yet, they will be coming on the show soon. And for our partners who have shows, all of their shows are listed there too. So that way you can really get all of the information that you need. And the rate and review graphic and the for all of our social media are listed on our homepage. There's a big graphic right there. So just click on those and you'll go through that. I'm going to be a little bit more active on Telegram. And so reach out to us. Let us know what you want to hear about, who you want to hear from, and follow us on social media. Please rate and review and subscribe so you can catch us on demand. And we're always live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific time, everythinghomelive.com. And I loaded up the website with banners. So you can just click on the banner to listen live. All right, it's 12:18. I'm a minute behind. I'm going to keep it tight today. My next guest, is one of my favorites, Barbara Kaplan. She's the CEO of Design Dimensions, Barbara's Picks, and the author of The Bajaro Method. Audience, big round of applause from Ms. Barbara Kaplan. Barbara, it's been too long, my friend. You skipped your months. I'm very sad.
It's been a busy time. It really has, Michelle. But I'm so happy I'm here today. It's great hearing your voice. I love your messages.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you saying that. I'm happy that you're very popular, but you need to give us a little more attention, my dear. So I'm just going to call you out on that. There you go. So I hope you feel guilty.
Well, a little bit, because I do like share I can do to help you and help your listeners. I was very intrigued with what your previous guest said, and he hit so many wonderful points and positive nerves about our living, our thinking, our feeling, our knowing about ourselves. And my message is always about the home and the environment and how we express ourselves. ourselves in the environment, and those feelings are always with us, and we're affected by the environment. So by thinking holistically, we're looking at all the things, all our senses. What are we smelling when we're feeling? What are we seeing when we're feeling? And so on. And so we're affected by our environment when we're in that place of feeling, which we are all the time, and also the environment all the time. So I talk a lot about our sensitivity to our surroundings at all times.
See, that's what I love about your whole perspective on interior design. It's so personalized. It's so much more than the tangible items in a room and the colors in the room. It is, and I don't know anyone that has this type of approach that you do. And when you enlighten me to that type of thinking, when we were doing my house, it made such an impact because it, you said, Michelle, even though it might not be, you know, trendy or modern, it doesn't matter. That's what you like, and that's what you feel, and that's what you want, and that's what's the most important.
Yeah, you're so right. And, you know, I had a conversation really this morning about color with someone. Just isolating color is one of the triggers that, one of the things that trigger us. And think about colors. Think about what you're looking at right now, Michelle. What colors are you seeing? And how are they energizing you? How are they draining you? How do they make you feel? I thought the expression color first. You know, when I go clothing shopping and I look at the racks, and probably a lot of people do this, I don't look at the sizes at first. I don't look at the textures as much as I look at the color. And it's the color that I put my hand on, and then I pull it out and look at the style. So our eyes are leading us. And in many situations, our ears are leading us, or our noses are leading us by an aroma. We pass a restaurant and we go, that smells good. Gee, all of a sudden I'm hungry. I didn't even realize I was hungry. So it's a lot of triggers in the environment that influence us. And the only ones we can control are the ones in our home.
Now, you recently had an article in April Green Living Magazine, and
yes,
you had emailed me and said, you know, a very new topic or a hot topic that people are talking about is biophilic. Is that how you pronounce it? Biophilic?
Philia. And philia. It's the general term. And biophilic is, you know, we are as individuals biophilic people. Which is just biophilia is the love of living things. And it's the idea that humans possess an innate tendency to seek connections with nature.
And you know, really what's interesting, before you go on, I just want to say it before I forget. Yes. When I was putting the posts on for social media, I was like, I'm just going to see if there's a hashtag for biophilic or biophilia. And there actually was. So I went, I'm just really out of the loop. There's a hashtag. Well, yes, there is.
You know, you're not the only one who's out of the loop. I would say the greater majority of people are. And it's kind of a new awareness that we're having. It's been around for many years. Eric Fromm first noted biophilia in 1973. I think it was in his book, The Anatomy of Human Destructiveness. Ooh, that sounds heavy. And he, biophilia, as the passionate love of life and of all that is alive. And isn't that what we are every day, all day long? So it's really a celebration of life. And when we bring plants, they come into our environment, into our homes, into our workplace. They affect us in many ways. In that article, not to list all of them, but I talked about lowering blood pressure, improving reaction times, attentiveness, of course, well-being, and perceptions of the space change when you add or take away plants. You know, it just is a whole human experience. I'm always sure to have a plant near me, especially when I'm doing some heavy-duty work. And when I look away for that moment and I can see something living, it re-energizes me. If I'm getting tired, I just think about, gee, there's some life in there. Can I draw some life from it? And of course, it cleans the air and it just helps us breathe. And of course, breath is so important to keeping our heads clear and keeping our minds going. So, you know, I could just talk and talk and talk about this. We'll have to sit down over coffee, Michelle, and have more conversation about it. But it really helps people be healthier and happier and more productive and definitely less stressed.
So really quick, because I got about a minute left or so, is there a specific plant that you could recommend for people kind of like their starter plant who maybe don't have the green thumb, but it's something that's not too expensive that they can at least plop in their office or their bedroom so they can begin this new journey on biophilia?
Sure. Two answers to that. We all react to shapes, and the plants all have different shapes. Some have rounded leaves, pointy leaves. So we react to that, and I can speak a long time about that. But there's one plant called the snake plant, which requires almost no care. You don't need to water it much. You don't need to give it much light. And it grows, and it's kind of nice. So look up the snake plant. The technical term is Sansevieria, but the snake plant will take you there. And I would just say, though, I the way I pick out plants is I go to a plant store, and I look around, and I wait for a plant to call my name, to be attracting me, rather than saying, oh, that plant this or that. It's me who has to react to that plant. And it works. And then I love the plant when I take it home. And the more you love it, the more you'll care for it. And the more it'll feel your love and grow.
Yeah, and it makes you feel like you've accomplished something when you see that it's growing. It's either taller, or the leaves, there's more leaves on it. You're like, yay, I didn't kill it. Yay.
Yeah.
And then if they can't find a plant store, Barbara, I mean, they can go to Home Depot or Lowe's, right? You can at least start there, baby steps.
Yes, in the supermarket. And you can start with a $5 plant. And that's easy to put in your environment and put on your desk and just watch it and talk to it. And touch it. You know, it reacts to your feel the way you also react when you touch it. You feel it. And it's a living thing. And you're not alone when you have a plant. Oh, I've never said that before, but that's kind of true.
That's so good. That's so good. So the insights that come out of the show, it's unbelievable. And I think it's a great reminder in our electronic world to kind of go back to the basics and pop a plant in some of the rooms so you stare at the plant and remember that there's a bigger world out there besides your social media, your phone, your texting, and your email. So that is a wonderful reminder, Barbara. Maybe that's what everyone should do this weekend as they have their common sense caps on and their take action April extravaganza ending of the month. They go buy yourself a plant. So, Barbara, give your contact information, website, and plug anything you got coming up.
I'd like to plug that everyone needs to look inward. And interior design is your interior. And take care of yourself, love yourself, and trust yourself. Don't listen to anybody else. Just fill your heart with what you love, and you'll be happier and healthier. And I'm Barbara Kaplan, and BarbaraKaplan.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Barbara. Don't be a stranger. You better jump on for May because I know you're so popular that you don't have time for us little peons, but I'm going to hold you to it, my dear.
No. Thank you so much. This was fun.
You're the best, Barbara. Thank you so much. I'll reach out to you later this weekend and we'll get together for coffee because it's long, long overdue.
I'll bring a plant.
Yeah, please do, because you know I'm not going to go to the store this weekend and buy one. So just bring a $5 plant to coffee, would you? Because I obviously need help. So thank you.
On the table at the restaurant.
That's perfect. It's the only way a new plant's going to get in this house is if someone brings it to me. So thank you, Barbara. See, you know me so well. Thanks, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she's so great. She's so great. And for those of you who don't know, Miss Barbara Kaplan, she helped me with my design of my home when I first moved in 2004. So we've been friends for a very, very long time. That's why I can give her a little bit of a hard time there on the air. I know she can She can take it. She can take it. All right, before we bring on our next guest, it's 12:29. I'm a little bit over, Just wanted to kind of give you some info. So how about those partners? Two great partners. I have three more coming up. So if you're interested in becoming our partner, having a guest spot every month if you want, right? Encourage you every month to come on the show. Talk about your business. Talk about your nonprofit. Talk about something that you are passionate about, you know, your purpose-driven business. You can become a partner. Just go to the Partners and Patriots tab. There's a page on there, become a partner. Click the graphic to schedule your 7-minute spot. We'd love to have you. You know, this is the trustworthy location to find the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. And we need to know about more people. And we're building this community so that you can have access and you can have confidence that everybody that is on this platform is giving you trustworthy information, quality content. They're not here to sell anything. They just really want to help grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. So please reach out to us, become a partner. And then for everyone who's listening, you know, use this as a resource. I'm not kidding you. There's so much information on this website. I mean, you could see it on your phone, but if you get a chance, go to your desktop, go to your laptop, and go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out all the tabs. It is loaded with information, not just episodes that we've had. Like I said, there's must listen to shows, must watch videos, and true take action items. There's groups, organizations that you can follow, that you must follow. We put them on the must follow page. And I'm going to talk more about that at the 1 o'clock hour, but I want to bring on my next guest. We're going to keep it in the nature mode. We're going to talk about animals and wildlife. Miss Joanne Sullum, she's an artist and author of Evolution of a Wild Heart. Audience, please give a big round of applause. Miss Joanne, hey, how are you? Hi.
Good. Hello.
So we are in the nature mode. We are in the animal mode, right? We're going to jump over to the animals. We did some plants. We're going to do some nature. Wildlife.
I know. I love Barbara. She's great.
I think you guys were on together last time.
Yeah, I know. I talked to you after the show. You know, obviously we have a lot in common. She works on the environment inside, and I work on people getting outside.
See, that's perfect. That's what this platform is all about. That's what I'm trying to design. I want the community to have that. This is a resource, and I also want the partners to communicate with each other, network together, learn from one another. You know, and do things together because everybody's on the same page. You know, we're all collaborating. The key to all of this is partnerships and collaboration. And there's no such thing as competition in my eyes because everybody does things a little differently and everyone can help each other out. So thank you for giving that perfect example of why I created this platform and continue to grow it all the time. So thank you, Joanne and Barbara, for being friends. Yay.
Yay. So I am outside right now. I thought I'd talk to you while I was outside. And Earth Day was yesterday, which I usually do something. I try to do something big or do some sort of donation. But I've kind of made every day Earth Day this year. So it's for me, it's just another day. But I thought I'd talk about birds today. Since it's spring. And they're migrating, and the benefits of listening to birds. They have a very peaceful effect on humans. And that is because when birds sing outside in the wild, it is because they don't have any anxiety at that moment. There's no threats. So they're relaxed. And as humans, we connect to that because we used to live outside before we built houses and things, and we naturally connect to that idea. So even if it's not conscious, subconsciously, we are more relaxed just hearing the birds outside sing. When it gets quiet, you almost become alert, like, oh, what's going on? You know, like, I didn't notice the birds before, but now I'm noticing that it's quiet. And then when they're quiet, it's because there's some sort of threat around. And even if you can't get outside, you could always listen to some bird tapes. It's been proven. There's been, studies done around the globe about this. And it actually not only helps you with reduced stress and anxiety, but it also helps produce productivity in the workplace. So you have your plants on your desk, you know, if you can't get outside, you're seeing the greenery like Barbara said, but then maybe put on a little bird tape in the background and you can just transform yourself right outside if you can't get outside. Of course, I'm advocating be by the water or anything like that. Even 5 minutes is going to benefit you tremendously.
Yeah, and one of our other partners when we were doing the health and wellness All-Star Week, I think it was episode 176 and 178, they were saying even if you could just take those 5 minutes and go stand in the grass, whether it's your front yard, backyard, or wherever, makes a huge difference. You know, 5 minutes, a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of outdoors, a little bit of nature, having mm-hmm. your feet in the grass makes a huge difference. And if you can, you know, hopefully there's a couple of birds out there singing, makes a difference, changes your attitude, changes your whole could change your whole day. It calms you down a little bit, maybe even, and then kind of grounds you, right? Isn't there something about grounding and by standing in nature?
There's a great book. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's a doctor that wrote a book a while ago. I met him at a show once, and it's really something about grounding. You'll probably look it up. If I find the name of it, I'll post it on my website. I have it somewhere in my 200 book collection, at least 200 books, maybe 300. I don't know. My daughter says, you know, she said, this is unnatural at this point. Less so many books.
Yeah, but reading's good. I mean, that's what Terry said. Terry says you got to read, right? You got to read some of these complex characters to figure everything out and relate to people. So grounding and birds, all good. Yeah.
Right. If I'm not writing or painting, we're drawing, I'm reading. I'm reading by the pond, I'm reading on the deck, in the hammock, just around the birds. But putting your feet in the soil, it does actually ground you to the earth. It connects you to the earth because we are electricity and we are water, and the earth is too. And so we're connecting to those things outside, and it will give you a boost of energy. Just at 5 minutes outside, you do some nice deep breathing, listen to the birds, listen to water. The sound of water does the same thing, the sound of nature's, and just close your eyes, and it'll be like you had 5 cups of coffee. That's how energizing it is.
Oh, wow. And as we know, caffeine bad, so definitely go outside and get the same type of energy that's healthier for your body and for your brain, your body, mind, and soul. And you know what? It's funny. Yeah. I just wrote down, as I was supposed to write down, feet in the grass. And, you know, sometimes our subconscious mind takes over, right? So I just looked down and I actually wrote feet in the soul. Feet in the soul. Not sure what, but it had to do, I wrote soul. And so I'm feet, soul, ground, grounding. Huh. Hmm.
Right.
Somebody's sending me a message.
Soul connection.
Joanne, I'm being sent a message. I said, I'm being sent a message.
Yes, I believe so. How are your rabbits doing and your pansies and your plants? Did you move them next to your desk last time
we
talked?
What? Yeah, what? What? I actually, I hate to say this, but I totally forgot as soon as we finished the show about that. And when Barbara mentioned plants, and then I was like, oh, no, Joanne's on the show. She's going to ask me about the plants, and I'm going to get in trouble because the plants have not been moved. But I'm going to do that today. I'm actually going – because, you know, obviously I have to write things down. I'm writing down move plant on my notes here. So I'm going to do that today. I just got called out by both of you. Oops.
Yes. See? Well, Barbara will come over there and straighten you right out.
She's going to bring me a new plant because she knows I'm not going to go to the store because I'm at my desk all the time. But, you know, here's another perfect example. And then I want you to plug your stuff and I'm going to bump to Pastor Greg. He's waiting in the queue. A perfect example. I am talking to people, 5 guests, 3 on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 15 people a week, and listening to past shows. And you would think that I would implement all of these things. on a regular basis. And I just admitted to everybody that I totally forgot after I listened to the show. And I'm, you know, sometimes I'm not practicing what I preach. Perfect example of all of us. We get busy. We're doing so many different things and we forget to do the things that we said we were going to do. And we constantly need these reminders. That's why this show is 3 days a week. It's going to go to five here soon, but it's 3 days a week because you have to re-listen. You have to be reminded if that's normal, but that's what we're doing here.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people say, well, why are you guys talking about this again? Well, did you do the things that we said? And then you say, no, well then maybe this time you will. So that's okay. That's, I don't want people to feel bad or guilty that they didn't implement because maybe they weren't ready or they didn't have the time. So having the reminder,
right,
and tuning in and listening and re-listening, there's nothing wrong with that. So yeah,
well,
none of us are perfect.
Advertising back in the day, and it would take, they say it takes, now it takes seeing an ad 10 to 12 times before you actually will take an action on it. And I think it's the same thing with getting messages about things that would probably benefit your life, but you're not in that routine or you're not in that space. But when you get reminded enough of it, then, you know, it just one day it'll just suddenly click in. And we just have to love ourselves just the way we are right now. We're perfect every day. And any little improvements, you know, it just makes us more perfect, makes our life better. And that's all there is to it, I think.
Yeah, well said. You mentioned routine. I think we're going to focus on routine in May. So that gave me a great idea. Joanne, give your website and anything you need to plug real quick.
JoanneSullum.com, and people can pre-order Evolution of a Wild Heart, where I talk about a lot of this stuff and a lot of the wonderful critters I got to raise and release.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my dear. You're a fabulous partner. I love the information, and the rabbit are doing fine. He comes to visit in the front yard and I say hello to him. So thank you for acknowledging my animal spirit rabbit. So have a great weekend, Joanne.
Yes.
We'll talk to you next month.
No more stink eye, right?
Oh, yeah. You got a great memory, my friend. You got a great memory. Yeah, he does. He was giving it to me the other day, but we had a little standoff. So he hopped away. He knew.
Okay,
I won.
Good.
I won the battle. He hopped away. All right. Thank you, my dear. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
Totally.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, too funny. Too funny. All right. Before I bring on my next guest, I'm a little bit over. It's 12:42. Pastor Greg Young, PG, the infamous PG. I just wanted to let everybody know, what am I telling you today? Oh, our platinum partners. I want to acknowledge our platinum partners, our marketing partners, Women's Leadership Live. We're going to be planning some great segments and special segments and events. Our collaboration partners, America Restored. It is a movement and an organization. And our media partner, Global Enlightenment Radio Network, Big D over there, is constantly promoting our show, which I appreciate so much. And I appreciate all the listeners, lots and lots of listeners. First 2 weeks of April, I had 572,000 listeners just on his iHeartRadio station channel. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Please share with your friends. Tell your friends. This is all kinds of great quality content to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference with take action items, real take action items to do all that. So it's all there, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And if you go to the Take Action tab, the Partners and Patriots tab, you will see a must follow groups, people, companies, organizations. And you click on their different banners and you can go learn about them and you can follow them on social media. So we are growing that. We are growing that to get you the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. All right, it's time to bring up my next guest. It's a very special guest, Pastor Greg Young. He is the host of Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. It's designed to cause people to think about the many of their preconceived thoughts on what the responsibility is of Christians in our society. And boy, are Christians under attack under this regime of a administration. Audience, big round of applause. PG, I'm a little over. How are you today? I apologize.
No worries. No worries. Good afternoon, Michelle. Good afternoon to your audience. It's great to be with you on this lovely Friday afternoon.
I love when you come on the show. It's very soothing to me, and it's very inspirational, and it reminds me that I need to read my The American Patriot's Bible. I haven't spent the time to jump into it like I said I was going to, and to be able to deliver some of that information to the audience. So you are a great reminder. I've gotten a lot of reminders today. I got a reminder that I don't follow up on what I was supposed to. I don't have a plant on my desk, and I also need to go outside more often, and I'm not reading my Bible. So I'm getting called out by everybody. I can only imagine what Mitzi is going to call me out on next, but it is what it is, right, PG?
That's it. It is what it is. It is what it is. We deal with the realities we've got to deal with, and we handle it.
So today, I mean, obviously there's so much you can cover, because everything that you provide, what you preach, what you communicate to people is so powerful. But I did want to bring up one thing and get your comment on it. I learned this yesterday. There's a group called the Secular Democrats of America. And again, keep in mind, everybody, this platform is not about left or right. It's not about Republicans or demon rats. They're all bad. Okay. But when you're in a position of power, and again, like I said, it's all of us versus all of them. So I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I just want you to use common sense, those common sense caps, and realize it's all of these big false authorities against all of us, the American people, we the people. So this group, Secular Democrats of America, created this document, Restoring Constitutional Secularism in the White House. And I started reading it last night. I could not believe what I was reading. And it's really just an attack on Christianity. It's an attack on people who believe in God. And it is beyond uprooting and destroying things. But the two things that jumped out most, and you probably know this, PG, they want to eliminate the phrase "In God We Trust," and they want to eliminate the phrase "Judeo-Christian values." And they're moving forward with this agenda. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, here's what it speaks to. And I was actually visiting with someone earlier today and sharing about this. The left, and I understand we're not trying to be political in it on your program, but there is a group of individuals who have a particular religious dogma. And it is, to them, it is their form of religion. And it just happens to be godless. And the reality of it is that godless belief system is what is leading to the death of millions of babies every year. It is what is leading to the idea that a four-year-old child should be given some kind of hormone injections to change their sex, because at 4 years old, of course, they have the ability to make those kinds of incredibly unbelievable life-changing decisions. Okay.
It's so stupid.
It is the reason that we are eliminating proper health care for our elderly so that they can, I guess, just die off. It's why they have death panels in their hospitals. It's why they have assisted suicide, and they are promoting that for teenagers that, you know, are feeling down or depressed or emotionally unstable. Well, you know what? The best thing to do is we'll just bring you over here and we'll give you a shot and then you can die. I mean, it is a culture of death, Michelle, and that is not America. Or they'll tell you how evil and wicked and terrible America has always been, and it has all of these dark parts to its history. Well, gee, that's not the American history that I know. It's not the American history that brought our pilgrims here. And that is our heritage. The pilgrims are our heritage. And they came here to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. They came here to share truth and light and life and love and the gospel with whoever they found here. And it's not the history that talks about the three chiefs, Indian chiefs, that traveled all the way from the state of Washington on horseback and on foot, all the way to the White House to thank the great chief of the White House for having sent missionaries to Washington to share with them the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ so they could stop with the worship of the pagan gods that were, to their minds, demanding that they sacrifice their children, turn their women over to be temple whores. They no longer had to do that anymore. They were set free from that. Their children could grow up healthy and well. Their women could grow up and marry and not be put into some kind of slavery. I mean, this is the heritage of our America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And it is established, predicated on God's principles. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's where life comes from. Jesus said, I bring you freedom, and he who I set free is free indeed. That's where liberty comes from. And I desire that you would have life and have it more abundantly. That's where the pursuit of happiness comes from. And it is very sad to me that these individuals seem to think that they have a better plan, when their better plan includes killing babies, killing the elderly, and offering suicide as a solution to our youth.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up pursuit of happiness, liberty, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are our God-given rights. They aren't government-given rights. And, you know, the Constitution is the piece of paper that reminds everyone and the government of what our God-given rights are. But yet, you know, we're under attack to have our God-given rights taken away by our government. And I try to get this through on every episode just to remind people. And that's why I'm creating all these take action items so you can do something to kind of stop this as best as we can. You know, we the people, we have the power, the consent of the governed. You know, we're two bills, an executive order and a filibuster away literally from becoming a communist country. And if you don't believe me,
yeah,
you know, or look up what the, you know, the description of a communist country is and the 10 different phases or steps. I'm going to look, I have to do a little homework on it. I have notes galore, and I'm going to bring that to everybody next weekend or next week. We're on there. We already are socialist. We're a socialist country. We do not have the freedoms. I think by realizing what transpired during 2020 and now leaking into 2021, you can see that. A lot of freedoms are gone. So if you don't think that we're in a socialist country, then you need to open your eyes and, you know, rip off that dirty mask because apparently it's blocking your vision and you obviously don't have your common sense cap on. But we are very close to slipping over the edge to be literally losing this country forever. Comment on that real quick, PG. I know that we're over. So if you want to give us, can you give us a few more minutes? Is that cool?
Yes. No, I'm happy to. You know, again, when you go back to the freedoms that we have been given, the other side's concept is that government is who doles out freedom, and individual liberties are something that are granted to us. They're a possession of the government that are bestowed upon us. And our founders' belief was, is the Constitution essentially was saying to the government, no, these are things and liberties and freedoms that we automatically get. You don't get to touch these. you can't interfere with any of these. Now, one of the reasons John Adams said that our Constitution was fit only for a moral people is because it's just like when you have any company, any business. The main reason you have an employee handbook is because you're going to hire people that are just not going to be willing to work. They're not going to be willing to do what you ask them to do to earn the money that you're giving them. And ultimately, you're going to have to let them go because they haven't learned a work ethic. So rules and regulations are for the people who will not self-govern and do what's right to begin with. Righteous people who are pursuing righteousness and who understand righteousness and who bring that into their lives, they're going to choose to do the right thing. And the Constitution gives us tremendous freedoms and liberties, but it takes a certain moral principled understanding that you don't abuse those rights and cause your right to destroy someone else.
Yeah, it's the government's obligation and duty is to secure our rights and not infringe upon them. Apparently they've forgotten that, what we've been seeing and watching and experiencing. And it's not good. It is not a good direction to be headed. And I think you've given quite a few examples of what's going on, even if people aren't realizing it or personally experiencing it, that it's there and it's growing. It's getting worse. I want you to give a particular scripture that people should read today or this weekend as a little bit of a reminder, a little bit of a tune-up, something to get them to pick up that Bible, start to reference it often. What's a good passage or a good verse that somebody should pay attention to and read?
Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
Do you have that memorized? Do you have that memorized?
Yes, ma'am.
Unbelievable. Read it. Say it one more time so I want it to penetrate the brains of everybody who's listening.
Sure. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
Brilliant and beautiful. One of these days, I'd love to jump inside your head and just see what goes on in there. I wouldn't need a Bible because it's all sitting right in your mind. Plug your radio show, any guests that you have upcoming, website, anything you want to mention, PG.
Absolutely. ChosenGenerationRadio.com is the website. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We've got Joy Villa will be on with us on Monday. I've got a real special deal with a former CIA station chief on Monday. Scott Eulinger is going to break down what's going on in the Middle East. Rick Manning, our mutual friend, will be with us on Monday as well. Highlight on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare, and that will be really cool. And Money B, who is a legendary hip-hop and rap artist, is with me every Tuesday, and we talk about the racial divide and issues related to that. Dan Gaynor is with us for media stuff. We're booking Alan Dershowitz for next week, and I'm really looking forward to having Alan on the program. That'll be a good segment. Robert Curry, who's on the board of directors for the Claremont Institute, he has some incredible things to share about the mindset of our founders and this Christian foundation our nation was began on David Horowitz, Brigitte Gabriel, and John Lott, the Crime Research Prevention Center founder. And so lots of great stuff coming up this next week on the program. I encourage you to listen to all of it.
Wow, that's a huge lineup. Huge lineup. And I haven't added your show yet to our Must Listen To page, but I'm going to do that today so that way people can find it very easily. Please tell Mr. Rick Manning I said hello. And
I will.
I'll give you a quick call over the weekend. I want to talk to you about some stuff. So thank you.
Look
as
forward
always,
to it.
Pastor Greg Young.
Thank you, dear.
Thank
God
you,
bless you,
my good friend. You too. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Oh, such a powerful man. Such a powerful man. Gives me chills, but I could listen to him for hours and hours and hours. And I apologize for going over. I apologize to Miss Mitzi Purdue that I went a little bit long, but I kind of thought it was important based on where things are headed. And it actually, it relates to her segment and her organization, Win This Fight, because you're talking about a lot of changes that are going on here, which unfortunately, you know, these nonprofit organizations are always created because there's a need. People need help. And especially with what's going on with the border, we need organizations like Win This Fight, which saves lives and stops human trafficking for good, more so now than ever, because the problem's getting worse. It's getting worse. You know, goal is to not have nonprofits because then you don't have the issues. You don't have the problem. You don't have to help all of these people. So I'm not even going to talk about my stuff. I'm going to hold my stuff back. So next up, Miss Mitzi Purdue, she's the queen of family business. And she's also an incredible author. Her story is just unbelievable. I do want to plug that if you want to listen to my one-on-one podcast, that is a two-part series about Mitzi Purdue. It's fascinating, fascinating. And it is episodes 123 and 124. So listen to those in the episodes tab. Real quick, since he did Rick Manning is the president of the Americans for Limited Government, did a one-on-one podcast with him, which is episode 127, and also then one with him and Star Parker, which is episodes 129. Really powerful, incredible episodes that everyone should listen to. So audience, give my good friend Mitzi Purdue a big round of applause. Mitzi, thank you for your patience and waiting. I didn't mean to leave you in the queue that long.
Okay, I need to interrupt right off with the fact that I'm in a little bit of a bind myself right now on time because there's a conference. There are 15 people waiting for me.
Oh, so, man. Damn it, Michelle. Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Let me quick make a comment. I'm as happy as can be to have given up my time for the pastor because I was listening to him and I thought he was as excellent as anything I've heard on the air. But I don't dare keep my people waiting any longer.
What time are you finished with them?
4:30. My appointment was
1:30?
4:30.
Okay.
Oh, wait, New York time.
All right, well, do me a favor. Come back at 4:30, which is 1:30 my time, and I'll hang on,
okay,
and then we
back.
Can do your segment.
Okay, let me hang up right now because they're waiting
I'm
for
so
me.
I'm so sorry, Mitzi. You
Bye.
Should have just texted me and said, Michelle, shut up and get me on the air. Thanks, my friend. Oh, my goodness. So sorry about that, everybody. I was not looking at the time I got into the trance of the PG, and I apologize that we went a little bit long. And I've got to, like I said, I've said this so many times. There's a reason why I put these segments together in 7 minutes. That way you can get the information. You can get a lot of information in that 1 hour period. You can listen and learn from five amazing partners. And then it also is considerate of your personal time and the guest's personal time. So I screwed that up. I apologize to everybody who's listening, and I apologize to Mitzi and the guests because I went over on most of the shows for March, and I don't want to get back into that habit. I got to stick with the format. It's there for a reason. And again, it's being respectful of everybody's time because they have other things to do besides just jump on this show. And so I screwed that up. I kind of made a lot of mistakes today. I don't know what is going on. But since I've got you now, it's 104. I'm going to get to some more information that I think is relevant. You know, there's some other breaking news that I want to give you. So bear with me here. God, I feel so bad. I feel so bad I didn't get you that other segment we were going to talk about, the human trafficking. And, of course, it's now a $150 billion industry, which is bigger than drug trafficking and the drug industry, because you could make more money off of selling a person, because you could sell a person multiple times. One of the organizations, real quick, since I'll give you just a little information about the human trafficking, and then if you could stick with me, I'm going to bring back Mitzi at 1:30. Well, she'll probably be a little bit later than that because she's got to give her people that half an hour time. At one of my precinct committee man meetings, Kathleen Wynn with Project 25, we're working on getting her on the show. It's a nonprofit organization, and their goal is to end sexual exploitation, which is human trafficking, by 2025. And she had said that the human traffickers, they're making like $2 to $3 million a year, and that's tax-free, obviously, when they're selling, say, about, I think it was five women, primarily it's women. And that's very easy for them to, because they're reselling them. It's crazy. And then, of course, the sheriff, Mark Lamb, forgive me if I'm off on the name, but I believe he's coming on the show too. And his wife's an author. She's going to come on the show. And he was just saying the border in general, it's not even a crisis. It's a disaster. It's complete disaster. And the human trafficking is out of the control. One of the stories that he shared was they only have one detective, and he is Pinal County. Pinal, which is right next to Merrick Corruption County, where I am here in the greater Phoenix area, is Merrick Corruption County. And to the south and east of us is Pinal County. They have one detective on their staff, and this detective deals with the sex trafficking, human trafficking. So they posted an ad in wherever these sick individuals, these evil pedophiles go find people, find kids. And they said that they were a 14-year-old lonely girl. And in one hour, they had 60 men respond to help that girl become unlonely. This is here. This is last month. And he says, they don't even have the capacity to tackle this, to do anything to prevent it, to stop it, because they have one guy. So what's he going to spend the time going after? So he goes after one, then there's 59 others. That was just 1 hour. One post, 1 hour, and whatever. Like I said, these sick, evil, demented sites, or however they find these people, wherever they lurk on the dark web, or probably just right on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter supports all this stuff. Yeah, they cancel people like me. They kick off people that talk about patriotism and God and country and doing good things for everybody, but then they leave on all of this sex trafficking groups and posts, pedophilia. It's just it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You know, it's those 11 bigs that I talk about. Those 11 bigs that I just constantly remind you that. It literally is all of them versus us. You know, we the people. Yeah, we the people. And they're out to get us. They're out to destroy the country. They're out to destroy our lives. And with this fake vaccine, they're actually starting to kill people. It's just unbelievable. And I know it's kind of hard for some people to realize this is what's going on. But my job is to get you the information, to back it up with facts. I don't make any of this stuff up. I listen to a lot of shows, a lot of interviews, a lot of people, and that's where it comes from. So it's not me just writing an essay and making this stuff up. It's all real. It's all real. And I try to throw in a little bit of humor. I try to throw in a little reality, a little bit of taglines and things like that, so you remember it and try to lay it out so you can understand it a little bit better. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on in this world. It's crazy. It is crazy. But yeah, that's what we need to come together. We need to realize that we're not very different. You know, they're trying to divide us with all this racism junk, this systemic racism. There's no such thing as systemic racism. And it doesn't help when the president of the United States, I hate to say that, when Joe Biden and Heels Up Harris come out and keep mentioning systemic racism, and then the media parrots that systemic racism. And then you have all these corporations, you know, big business parroting, you know, the mockingbird, the repeating of a message that is not true, just to basically divide us, make us think that there is a big problem here in this country, and there isn't. There isn't. I mean, do they need to be reminded that there was a African-American, a black president for 8 years that was actually reelected, and the person in the number two spot is, well, she's not really black. She's Indian and Jamaican. But then they added that she's South Asian and something else. I don't know. They just keep adding names on, and they keep changing the names and definitions to meet their narrative. That's the other thing. It's like I said, you just got to, you got to think outside your traditional box, because everything has changed. And it, as I mentioned before, if 2020 didn't open your eyes to how all of this is playing out and how it's really working, where they're creating division and they're trying to take away your liberties, trying to take away your, well, trying, they are taking away your freedoms. You know, the mask, the irony to the masks, right? Irony to all the masks is that we were forced to put on our masks in 2020, which, as we know, they don't work, and they actually do make you sick. But then all of the elites, the powers that be, the demon rats, right, the regressive communist demon rats, the republic camps, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, they all literally ripped their masks off. You saw their true colors. The beyond hypocritical, right? Not for me, only for thee. They did everything that they told you not to do. And it was like, do you know the camera's on? You know there's people filming you, right? The microphone is a hot mic. So we're hearing everything that you're saying, which for a lot of people, they knew all of that. They just finally got a chance to hear it come out of the mouths of these evil people. So the gig is up. I mean, it's all out there. But the thing that's amazing is that they've become so emboldened and so brazen and outspoken, because they think that we really are stupid. You know, we the people, they think, are we the sheeple, and we'll just go along with whatever they tell us. And which we have, we did, you know, when I said it's day 403 of 15 days to slow the spread, think about that. 15 days to slow this bread, and we're on the 403rd day. So yeah, we become the sheeple. We listen to them. There's no scientific information. There's no scientific fact to back up any of this. All the numbers are lies. They're purposely been inflated to create fear and scare everybody. You know, it's a manipulated political propaganda plandemic, and everybody was in on it. Against we the people, you know, I say that the all of the demon arrests of Republicans and political pundits, the elected elites, they're all colluding with one another and the 11 bigs who've been lying to us for decades. I'm going to list the 11 bigs so you can get the big picture. And then I'm going to tell you something that I found out that ties it all together, which to me was the missing puzzle piece. So the 11 bigs, you got your big media, that's the mainstream media, you got your big tech, you got big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion, all of them, right? That's all of them. And they're literally colluding. They've been doing it for decades, but now it is on high speed. It is high octane. This is their time to shine and get those changes and get the monopolies and do whatever they want to hurt us, to destroy this country. So here's the catch. Here's the catch. So there is a PR company, Edelman PR. It's the largest PR company in the country. Guess who all of their clients are? These 11 bigs are their clients. So they are they're the central messaging system. I'm going to share something else with you. Who else is their client? The WHO, the CDC, and the NIH, a couple other letters, the one that Anthony Fauci is in charge of. So they send their decks, their slides, their talking points that they want to propagandize, send in propaganda mode, and they want to brainwash us. It's all lies. It literally is all lies. And if you don't believe me, Project Veritas exposed CNN 2 weeks ago, which you can watch that video, where the guy said, this is what we do. We focus on, we want to make sure that we got rid of Trump. So we lied about everything there. And we had all of our friends, which is, you know, these big 11 bigs in on it. We came up with the message. We pushed out the propaganda. And then we wanted to exploit the COVID because that was what we needed to help commit all the fraud during the election. Not to mention we wanted to scare all the people. We wanted to put 400,000 small businesses out of business so that the big box stores and the big business can make billions of dollars and get rid of the little guy, right? Because that's what happened, right? Big stores were all open. Casinos were open. Churches were closed. Small businesses closed. Gyms were closed. Fast food restaurants open. Small business owner restaurants closed. Liquor stores open. Churches closed. They don't want us to congregate. They don't want us to be healthy. Gyms closed. Doesn't make any sense. So I'm saying you just got to look at it. Just look at it for what it is. Common sense caps on. It's all right there in front of your face. It's all right there. Anyway, the PR company, they get their talking points from those three agencies who are supplying the narrative for the coronavirus. Oh, one other thing about CNN. They did say that they are not a news network. They're a propaganda. I can't remember the exact word he used, but they're basically a propaganda machine. No news. They're there about propaganda. Oh, and then now that they're moving away from the COVID thing because they don't need that anymore. And of course, like I said, they inflated the numbers. They lied about all of the information. They literally made up stuff. Them and then, of course, Fauci. They made it up. The mask, they made it up. Social distancing, made it up. There is no scientific studies to prove any of that. There is no peer reviews, nothing. There's nothing to support anything. They literally made it up. Actually, some of the playbook is taken from some of the information is taken from the playbook that was used by the Third Reich, which was the Nazis. Okay. And I'm going to get all of that information. I'm going to give it to you, the specifics, so you can look up if you don't believe me. Again, I don't make any of this stuff up. I just relaying the information from many, many sources. And then of course I try to put everything on the website so that way you can look at it yourself and do your own homework if you want. They doctored the test. They lied about, the numbers. They inflated them. I went over them in episode 199 on my 1 p.m. Hour where I talk about, you know, my patriotic soapbox where I'm getting to all kinds of different information where we're bringing you really news, facts, the truth about current events. Patriotic soapbox is a little entertainment. Things that you're not going to necessarily hear other places or that I don't talk about in the first section with the guests. I'm just trying to throw a bunch of stuff at you. Anyway, I went through all the numbers and mind-blowing. So if you get a chance, episode 199, go to about the 1 hour, I think 15-minute mark, somewhere in there. The next 45 minutes I spend just giving hardcore facts and numbers about the coronavirus. And as I was even putting them together, I was really surprised on how ridiculous the numbers are, because it doesn't make any sense that you're going to call this a pandemic based on the numbers. Like, for example, I'll do it real quick. I know I'm jumping all over, but this is, I just wanted to get through. This one is just so ridiculous because I just want you to put it in perspective. And then I want you to rip off that dirty mask because they make you sick. They don't work. They don't do anything to help you. And that's proven. Okay, that's proven. They made all that up. Asymptomatic, they made all that up too. And again, the coronavirus is a form of the flu. It's not something novel, which means new. It's just a form of the flu. And depending on what your issues are in your health, it affects some people more than others. I'm not saying it's not real. It is. The way that they they inflated it and the propaganda they attached to it was because they had an agenda that was attached to that. You know, the science of propaganda, the episode we did with Deborah Peters, she has a whole course that she's been teaching it for 20 years that goes back to Sigmund Freud, where then that's where, here's my full circle. That's where the whole concept of PR and branding came from with Sigmund Freud, which is all part of the Marxist movement, which is something we're going to talk about next week on one of my soapboxes, because I want to get you the real specific information. I kind of put all that together. You're listening to Brandon House yesterday, who's on our must listen to page. I'll talk about him in a second because he's working with Mike Lindell. And I'm going to talk about that after I just wrap this up. But that's where they came up with the beginning of PR and the propaganda and the marketing and the branding rather. And Sigmund Freud and his nephew, who basically took it to the next level, they started working with the government, especially they started with Venezuela. Venezuela again, interesting, huh? They started working with Venezuela to perfect kind of what propaganda was all about and how to use that to manipulate people and get them conditioned to what you want them to believe. Then they started working with our corporations and then, of course, our government and then layers within the government like the CIA, which was originally, I believe, the OSS. I think that's what it was. And it's amazing how this is all connected. But we're too busy working. I get it. You're raising a family. You are looking to see what your friend had for lunch on Facebook that you can't look into this. So I don't expect you to dive deep. That's why I'm giving you the nuggets, just to give you the gist so that you can see the big picture. But anyway, the PR company that I mentioned, Edelman, the largest one in the world, has all these clients, those 11 bigs, those are all their clients, right? So then they're actually getting the information talking points from the CDC, the WHO, and NIH and change. Let's just call it NIH and change. And then they're changing it to go ahead and actually be angled toward each of the 11 bigs, So then that way they can push out the narrative, the messaging, the propaganda, which then comes through the big religion, the big pharma, the big entertainment, the big money, the big business, big labor, big government. That's how they're all on the same page. That's how they're all connected. You know, you always got to figure out who's the ringleader, who's doing this? The PR company is. That's the connection. You know, like the 4 a.m. talking points that the Democrats get in the email, because when you see them on TV and then they do one of those end of the day talking point reels where they just put segments or snippets of what they were saying on the news, and they all use the same word or the same phrase. You know, like they'll say, I can't think of anything. Oh, insurrection, 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 insurrection. Literally the day before, no one had ever used that word before. And then all of a sudden everybody all day is insurrection because it was in the talking points. That's what the PR company is doing. That's how the information is getting. That's how they're all on the same page, is because the messaging, the talking points are going out to all of them. And then it's incorporated into all of their messaging, their materials, and within the corporations or in these entities, you know, for the employees too, but they're pushing that out. So I thought that was very interesting that is the key. That's the glue. That's bringing all this together, the distribution channel of how the information is relayed. It's like, the code talkers, those code talkers, I can't remember off the top of my head, where they were translating it and but they were doing it for good. Then that way they can get the information out to all the parties. That's why it's the same, because I knew it had to come from somewhere. And how do they get it to each other? PR company. Yeah. So think about that. Think about that. One quick thing about the flu, and then give you another reminder about how it is. Just it's we, the people together against all of those people. Just real quick about the flu, because I want this to digest. And then I want you to rip off your dirty mask. Flu cases for the 2019 to 2020 season were 38 million. The flu cases for the 2020 to 21 season were 1,822. So again, we talk about how all they're doing is manipulating the numbers and putting them all in the COVID section, even though there were the flu, because that doesn't make any sense. The flu didn't disappear. flu didn't go away. It just matters what column you put the statistics. They put it in they didn't put it in the COVID column. They put the flu. They just left a few in there, 1,822, when it's on the average, it's like 38 million a year. And keep in mind, there's only been 31 million cases. And a lot of those cases weren't cases, right? Because we already know that they altered and falsified the PR tests, PCR tests, so that anything would come back as positive. And you wonder why, well, I don't have any symptoms, but I'm positive. Yeah, because there's no such thing as asymptomatic. This thing is supposed to be so deadly, lives in your shoe for 6 months, but you need to get a test to tell you you have it. That doesn't make it sense. If you have something in your body that's a virus, you're going to know about it. If you have a cold, you're going to have a booger, you're going to have a little cough, you're not going to feel good. You know it. You don't need a test to tell you have something because you don't have it. But when you take these PCR tests and you spin them at 40 calibrations, anything's going to come back. It's going to pick up something from years ago that was in your system from a cold or a flu. Oh, you're positive. So that's the thing. Look at that number. If they're telling you there's 31 million cases of the COVID, the coronavirus, the CCP virus, the Wuhan flu, and a lot of those numbers are incorrect. They're lies. They're not real. How many were there really? Not much. Not a lot, but yet there were 60 million people caught SARS-CoV-1 without manipulation of numbers. That was 60 million, and that's when Obama was president, and most people didn't even know there was anything to worry about, certainly not a pandemic. Just digest those numbers. Oh, and then keep in mind, the CDC, it's actually proven that they inflated the COVID death by 1,600% through the election, and really only 6% of people died from COVID. They died from COVID, but they labeled everything COVID. They were instructed. The CDC changed the rules. They were instructed to label everything as COVID, and hospitals got money for that. I'm not making that up either. All right, so let me get back to my 127. I'm going to stick on for Mitzi, see if she comes back, and then I got to wrap it up because we got some things going on this afternoon that need some attention, some meetings, big meetings. We're working on bringing some great stuff to this platform and some really amazing guests. A lot of the guests that I met in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Health and Freedom event are coming on the show, and we're going to be doing some other really cool things with them to get you some more information and get you some really cool, exciting things. So really quick. I have so much to share. It's 127. Just a reminder, okay? It's not left. It's not right. That ship has sailed. It doesn't matter. It's all of those 11 bigs and the politicians and the pundits. They're all against us, and that's we the people, okay? So we the people need to step up. We the people need to take our country back. And I know people don't want to be involved with politics, but I keep saying this on every show to remind you that politics has been infested. It's like an infiltration. They've been working on this for decades. So that politics is now in every one of those categories, every one which affects every category of our lives. And 2020 proved that. 2020 is now just accelerating it. Like they're putting fuel on the flame, on the fire, pouring gasoline on it. And it affects everything that we do, everything in our lives, our business, our family, the kids in school, how much money you are going to be giving in taxes, how much money, just inflation by spending all this money, $1.9 trillion in that COVID relief bill, which only 9% went to the American people for COVID relief. Yeah, you think that's going to happen. Your prices of everything is going to go up. I mean, the price of energy just since January 20th has gone up tremendously, which affects your gas price, which affects the price for your electric. Yeah, that's what's happening. Inflation, food, much more expensive. And there's a lot of other food supply chain issues that we're not even going to talk about. If you want to learn a little bit about that, you know who's great at that? Mike Adams. Mike Adams does an amazing job explaining manufacturing in general for products and services and with the food and the food supply line and the major problems that are happening right now that you don't hear about. But you need to know because you're wondering what's going on. What's going on? Where is this headed? You go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the must listen to page, which is under partners and patriots, and also the take action tab. you'll see Mike Adams, my ex-virtual boyfriend, his pretty face, and you'll see his show there, The Health Ranger. Click on that. Tons of episodes. He's on every day, Monday through Friday, and he's got some great ones about the non-vaccine and the issues that are really happening. So the past 2-3 weeks, check out those episodes and you will learn some really scary information, but it's the truth, things that you need to know, things that you need to know. So there was a recent Rasmussen study, and I believe it was, my goodness, 80% of the people are willing to voice their opinion through their buying power, through their money, which is what I talk about all the time. So that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. It's like positive boycotts, or they call them buycotts. So as I said, it's all of us American people. It's all of us. We need to stick together and be really conscious of where you're spending your money. You know, let's just say there's 100 million patriots out there. And we know that our vote didn't count. Hopefully that audit wasn't held up today, which I don't know yet, and I'm not going to look at my phone because I got to get moving here. It's 1:31. But let's just say that we know that our votes didn't count. They clearly did not. So we need to vote a different way. So every day we actually do vote with our time, where we spend it, our efforts and actions, and our choices and buying decisions, which is our wallet and where our money is. So you need to be conscious of that. Yes, it might be a little inconvenient to not click the Amazon button, but Amazon's a bad, bad, bad company. They're putting small businesses out of business. And they also are driving the agenda that is totally against America. And they run all the servers. So don't give them the money. You want to support your local businesses. You want to buy American and not give them the money, right? You want to be conscious of where your money is. Bank of America, bad company, bad, bad, bad company. So move your money. Move your money to a company that likes you. You got to stop supporting the people, the companies who hate you, who censor, who cancel. That's how we fight back, because we don't have anybody on our side. MTG, the notorious MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is the only politician that is in office that is actually doing actionable items, standing up for the American people and talking about it. The other ones are kind of a little bit lip service, or they might say, or they, you know, depending on where they are, but she's really taking action items and just shredding as much as she can. So we can't rely on those individuals that are in office to help us, because a lot of them are part of the movement to destroy this country, because once they're in, they don't care. And she gave the great description, and we've played it on the show many times, that they're all in it together and they want to help out their friends, and it helps out themselves with more money, contracts, and you know, they become a team against us. So again, you know, we the people in our local communities need to be the ones to make the change. We have the power to do that. So you can, as far as like a take action item, I haven't added the boycott page, you know, all those 200 companies that were boycotting revised election legislation that moved, like Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game. So ridiculous. So hypocritical. So those 200 companies, there's a list. I'm going to add that this weekend to the website so you can just check it out, make sure that you're not supporting them. They don't need any more of our money to fuel a nuclear bomb against us to implement their agenda. You know, we're just handing them the cash so that they can make it happen even faster. They can make it even faster, which is obviously why the border's exploding. How much of that 91% of the coronavirus relief package went to NGOs, churches, the nonprofit organizations, the government contracts to make all that action that's happened at the border possible? Lots of it. Follow the money. It's always about following the money. You got to turn off the TV. Don't get your news from social media. And the regular mainstream media is just bad. It's all lies. It's propaganda lies. CNN said that they are a propaganda machine. So you heard it like what from the mouths of babes. Go to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you click the Patriotic Media tab, it has all of the different alternative media sources that deliver the truth. You can buzz through the headlines in literally 15, 20 minutes and then get out and then go work on other things like growing your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference in community. There are take action items. There are literally all kinds of specific take action items in addition to episodes and shows that are on the take action tab. Let's do 135. Let's see if Mitzi comes back, and then I will wrap up the show. One thing I want to mention, and then I'm going to do a breaking news. The Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. This is the marketplace where if you, there's 57 well-known websites and brands that are there. And if you buy any of the products or services, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. It's the way you can click, buy, and make a difference. So yes, there's a few on there that might be a bad company. And I only left them on there because if you are going to buy from them, at least go to our website, and then you'll be able to get a donation given to a nonprofit organization to help the vets, pets, and kids if you must buy from those companies that we know are bad companies. So I left them on there. I do not support some of the companies, but I figured if you have to buy something from them because that's what you want, at least there will be money generated for a good purpose and a cause that will actually help people. But the reason why I want to bring it up more often is, yes, I want to get more money in donations to the nonprofit. And keep in mind, you don't pay any extra for the product or service. And you usually get a discount. A lot of the companies give discounts. But the reason why I'm bringing it up more so, and I want to focus on it a lot, is because with everything that's going on with the coronavirus, you got to make sure that you're healthy. And that's good so that you can be at your best performance all the time, to just have a better life and even be more successful in your own business, whether it's your own business, what you do for a living, even if you work for somebody, it's all considered your business, right? Because that's what you do. That's how you pay your bills. So I want to focus on health. It's so important. You got to boost your immune system, You want to make sure that you're taking your zinc and your vitamin D3, which I get those supplements from Suzanne Summers. She offers a 15% discount. She donates 4%. And that woman is extremely healthy, fought breast cancer without chemotherapy, 40-some books. Remember Thymaster? Yeah, I have it under my desk. I'm going to start using it more often. So that's somebody who you want to pay attention to when it comes to wellness, health, and beauty, because she has results. She is, I think she's getting in the late 70s, pushing, getting towards 80. So you want to make sure you have your supplements and you've got to implement that into your life so you can have that strong immune system so you can be healthier overall. And if you do get in contact with a virus or any virus, you'll be able to not get it because you've got a strong immune system. The other thing that I'm taking too is Pure Daily Build. It's a multivitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement. They offer 25%. They donate 10% to the nonprofits. And Health Ranger, Mike Adams, he's one of our partners. He donates 2% to the nonprofits. It's all about healthy living and preparedness. He's got tons and tons of products. And now his caliber of quality is extremely high, extremely high. Everything is organic. Everything is to the top of the line. So check out all the different products that he has at the Health Ranger store. And then, of course, if you want to get physically fit, don't forget Mark Zimmerman of Rip 30. He's got an exercise program. He donates 20%. And I've got to get back on the track with that again. I've just been called out today so much by the things that I'm not doing that I said I was going to do, which I'm going to, you know, as we mentioned earlier, Joanne mentioned the routine. Yes, I got to get back in the routine. I fell off the wagon with the routine. You need to get in that same routine do all of these things and make it a habit, make it a pattern, you know, the 21 days to build a habit. But you got to get started. That's why you take your pen and paper out, put your common sense cap on and kind of map out what it is that you're going to be doing each day and the things you're going to implement and integrate into your life. But the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Marketplace tab, it'll take you over to the website so you can see all these awesome products and services in order to make a big difference in your life and in your business. There's business resources on there too. There's even food. You can order like an Outback steak. Outback? No, that's the restaurant. Omaha. I know it started with an O. Omaha Steaks. But so there's business resources, business services on there. And if you want to buy some American patriotic products, from flags to paraphernalia, all kinds of stuff, it's just a lot. And they're all brands and names that you would notice, that you would already recognize, things you're already buying. So it's just a way for you to go ahead and get donations created without having to write a check to make a donation, and you get to buy the things that you were already buying. We just did it in a different way so we can help other people. So please always check that out first. Check out what the products are. Please tell your friends and family that this is a way to give back without costing any money. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com, click the Marketplace tab. The more people share that, the more money we can get generated and given to help vets, pets, and kids, to help our nonprofit partners. And you don't have to write a check. How awesome is that? But you could still help and support. Win-win. It's a win-win. Or as I'm saying now, it's a swin-swin. It's a swin-swin, which is the best of the best. All right, so I have rambled on for a long time. It's 1:40. I don't think Mitzi's coming back. I don't think she's coming back. So I'm just asking you to do your part. I want you to get involved. I want you to take action. Please share this show. Tell your friends and family about our platform. Tell them about our movement, how we want to help them improve all of the aspects of their lives. We're giving them a tangible take action items. Tell them about the marketplace. Tell them about the marketplace. Go check out all the different tabs of all the different information, the groups to follow, the videos to watch, the shows to listen to, the groups to join, the people to follow. Oh, there's even employment resources there on the resource, Reopen America Resource tab, and all kinds of services for yourself, the things that you want to look at. All right. I did want to say one more thing, but I'll give Mitzi a few minutes here, and then we'll see if she's coming back. She's probably mad at me. I'm going to get an earful from her. And again, I'm so sorry. I apologize to her and I apologize to everybody. I wasn't looking at the clock. And that is my bad, my error. So I was going to give you some breaking news. Let me just do that real quick and then we'll wrap it up. All right, real quick, I'm just going to give you some breaking news. I want to bring to your attention that frankspeech.com, as we mentioned, they've been doing a Frankathon all week. They were under attack. This is Mike Lindell's new free speech platform. So tune into that. Get signed up for an account. They'll be bringing everybody on shortly, but they're doing it in stages because of how under attack, meaning sabotage, meaning the bots, the trolls, the other tech companies, they don't want this out there because it's going to be a forum for people to actually get the truth, get information, share it with one another, and not be censored. So sign up for that account. Go to frankspeech.com. And he's going live every day on it. I know Brandon House is going live. They've integrated his group, which is WWVW. He's also on our Must Listen To page, so check that out. Brandon is awesome. Brandon House, I'm trying to get him on the show too. He's partnered with Mike Lindell and Mary Fannin. They produced the new documentary, Absolute Interference, which is the sequel to the Absolute Proof video that Mike Lindell did. And it's new evidence showing how foreign and domestic enemies use computers to hack the 2020 election. And Dr. Frank is the physicist. I believe it's a physicist. It's the scientist that he is. And in the information that's in this video that they do in this documentary is just mind blowing. It is so obvious. They've connected all the dots. They have all the information. They have the proof, and everybody just needs to see it. I'm adding it to our must watch video page. I'm also adding it to the take action tab. So then that way you click on the take action page and you will see it right there and you can watch the video. And OAN is running it all weekend long. So make sure you check out if you want to watch it on a television. That is a great way to do it. Also, if you want to support Mike Lindell because he's been kicked out of all these big box stores. See, it's full circle, big box. They don't like his truth. They don't like that we're talking about election fraud. They don't like the small businesses. His 2,500 employees is a small business. And they don't like him, big box. They're on that list. They're part of the 11 bigs. So they've canceled him. They've taken him and they've kicked him out of his store. So if you want to support him, you want to support the employees, you want to support freedom, you want to support liberty, you want to support this country, then go to mypillow.com. You could use the discount code Mike. We're going to be getting our own code here shortly and go ahead and buy some of his products. You get up to 66% off, a lot of buy one, get ones. That's how I got the Giza sheets. I did the buy one, get one. I didn't buy. Roommate bought, I got. So I was buy one, I got one. And we did the towels. The towels are unbelievable. They're nice and light, but they're very absorbent. All right, we got Mitzi back in the queue. How about that? How about that? Mitzi, you came back.
Yes, I'm back. And goodness, I'm running behind the whole day because the conference call that I was part of, it was supposed to be over at 4:30. It actually isn't over, but I said I've got to leave.
Oh, did you? Okay, well then, how much do you want to do? 7 minutes? Do you want to do a tiny bit more? What's up for you? Is that good? We're going to
move on.
Well,
my next Zoom is at 5, and I need to get some papers ready for it. So
we'll bang this out. When you told me you were so busy, you said you're busier now than you've ever been. Now I hear the proof. Okay, you're just back to back to back interviews, presentation.
I have 9 on my to-do list today of phone calls or Zooms. It's 9.
Oh my gosh!
So they really
are
back to back.
Wow. So, all right. Human trafficking. Now, just so people know, Mitzi Perdue, she's the founder of Win This Fight, which is a nonprofit organization working to end human trafficking. So Mitzi, tell us what you want us to know and what we can do to help you.
Well, I do have something that people could do to help, and it involves texting WIN to 55312. And what you'll get if you do that is something that ought to be just fabulous for anybody who cares about human trafficking, and that is the Fulbright Association. They're the people who've had, I don't know, like hundreds of thousands of scholars since 1940. They're sponsoring a Fulbright Forum on human trafficking, and I get to moderate it. Not only that, I get to, I've already picked the panelists, but they're going to share, and here's why people might want to tune in. If you tune into that, and again, the way to get to it, the way to reserve a place on it is to text WIN, W-I-N, to 55312, and you'll get a ticket. I mean, it's free, but they'll let you in May 11th at noon New York time, and here's what you get. There is a new way of attacking human trafficking. They call it the Al Capone approach, and I bet that's familiar to some people, but not to everybody. So I explain what the Al Capone approach is?
Yeah, please do.
I'll do it. Okay. Al Capone was a horrible thug in the 1930s, and he was so good at terrifying witnesses, they could never catch him. I mean, he murdered people right and left, but since nobody dared testify against him, he kept at it. Until some brilliant person, and I think it was from the IRS, figured, let's get him on financial crimes because you don't need witnesses for that. You can just look at bank records. And that's what we're going to be unveiling at this May 11th event. And I just love for people to come hear about it. They'll hear from, like, the largest and I think most respected anti-trafficking organization in the country, and that's Polaris. They'll hear about how the new financial crimes unit is using just some of the cleverest, smartest, most technological, amazing techniques for finding the bad guys and finding bank records, or if not bank records, just financial records that prove maybe tax evasion or other financial crimes. And that's a way to put a dent in human trafficking.
It's the money. It's the money, honey.
Yeah.
It's the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I think it's pretty well accepted and known that a huge part, almost all of human trafficking is driven by the fantastic profits you can make from it. But what if people all of a sudden are facing jail if they traffic somebody? I mean, right now, imagine that you're trafficking, I don't know, half a dozen little girls and you're in New York City. You can make $1 million a year and have almost no fear, and the word almost is important, but you can have very little fear of doing jail time because you can keep everybody from testifying against you.
Mm-hmm.
But now, suppose you suddenly introduce the fear that you might really do serious, long, heavy-duty jail time. Oh, that's going to discourage some people from doing it.
Well, and now what's going on with the border? I mean, most of it is going to be sex trafficking, and they're bringing people over. The kids are going to be in, you know, you've got a whole new crew, right? You've got hundreds of thousands of people that are going to be dumped into the sex trafficking system now.
Well, that's bad.
If we talk in a few weeks, I'll have some, I think, some real news for you, because there's our local sheriff, whom I absolutely adore, and he's one of the world's great guys. I don't know if he's gone yet, but he's either there now or soon will be there at the border. And with, oh my goodness, that's my alarm telling me my next appointment's coming up.
No, that's cool. Just wrap it up and then jump on there. I'm the one that screwed up, so go ahead.
Okay. He's told me that when he gets back, he and a group of other sheriffs are examining, you know, where all these new trafficking people are coming from. Well, it's from the southern border. And mm-hmm. he's told me that when he gets back, I'll be the first person he'll call with whatever he's learned. So, and of course, I will share that with you.
Oh, that is awesome. And, you know, the sheriff's the key to all this. And I mentioned this before after I started learning about the power of the sheriffs. And when I was at my precinct committee man meeting, Sheriff Mark Lamb is the one that put the pieces together. So it's what?
What a hero he is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all about their whole thing is human trafficking. He says that's what's coming across this border. He said it's human trafficking, drug trafficking, but primarily it's all human trafficking. But the sheriffs are the way to help resolve it as much as we can, because nobody else is stepping in to do anything. They're the ones that are encouraging it, and they're part of the financial and propaganda reasons why this is all happening. They're fueling the movement rather than disengaging it and ending it.
I hear the most dire estimates of that. You know, some of the people fueling the human trafficking are government officials here and there.
Oh yeah,
whether they're paid off or in one way or another, there's so much money sloshing around this system that predators are drawn to it. But
well,
I've got to hang up because I...
You got to go. All right. You got to go.
Well,
you're jumping on for May.
All day.
jump on two spots for May. So then that way we can talk longer. If you have time, I know you're very busy. So give me what you can, lady. Give me what you can, queen. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, it's such an honor to be in your show. And I love you so much that of course I will. So
all right.
Until next time.
Thank you, my friend. Yes.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck today.
Bye-bye.
Good luck today.
Thank
you're the
you.
Best. You're the best.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, love Mitzi. So she did come back. That's so awesome. She wasn't mad. She wasn't mad. But I did kind of, I screwed up her routine today. So again, I apologize. And if you want to listen to more in-depth interviews with Mitzi Perdue, just to give you a quick background, her father started the Sheraton Hotel chain. She's married to Frank Perdue of the Perdue Chicken for family for like 20 some years. And she also in 1974 started her own farm and was growing grapes, so it became basically the supplier for most of the wineries for the wine in California in 1974. Talk about pioneer. Talk about women-owned business. 74. Remember, people that are listening that can relate and remember 1974. I just remember my mom trying to get, when she went to go get a new car, and the guy says, well, is your husband coming? She said, no. Well, we kind of need your husband to be here so you can, he can approve it, and B, you know, you can take the loan out. She said, well, I don't need him. Yeah. And then I remember the credit cards. They didn't have my mom's name on it. My dad's name's Frank, so it was Mrs. Frank Swinnick. Didn't have Roseanne Swinnick on there. Mrs. Frank Swinnick. All the credit cards had Mrs. Frank Swinnick. She didn't have her name on it. That's the 70s. Mitzi Perdue, pioneer, 1974. Started her own big business. Still in operation. Episodes 123 and episodes 124. Really great, great one-on-one podcast episodes. All right, it's 154. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to wrap this up because my appointment is here in the studio. And we need to take care of some business. So anything else that I want you to do? Oh, what I did, because a couple of my friends, a couple of people that I know weren't feeling that well. And even though they don't have the coronavirus or the COVID, I said, maybe that was a sign for me to do this. So what I did on the COVID tab or the COVID facts tab, just look for COVID. Okay. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. The page that I added is the medication treatments, prophylactics, and protocol. So you will see on there, you'll have the different banners. So you can click America's Frontline Doctors, which will get you a telemed visit. So you can get anything that you want through telemed, any kind of medications that you need. And obviously, if you want to get the ivermectin, you want to get HCQ, you can make an appointment with them. There's also Dr. Richard Bartlett, who's coming on the show, who spoke in Tulsa. His website is there too. That's Budesonide. So if you want the Budesonide, so just click on that. It'll take you to his website so you can get some more information. And then I also put Dr. Zelenko, who's going to be speaking at that conference next week about the COVID-19 and the Great Reset. He has a treatment for the coronavirus, and he also has a prophylactic protocol. So then you can be preventative and you can read about what you need to do when you do have it. And he gives alternative treatments. He talks about natural treatments. He gives the dosages there for the vitamin D, the zinc, and all the other stuff. So click on that. Share that with everybody because those are the resources that you need. And then even look at the preventative ones for from him, because then that way you can see how you can boost your immune system too. It's loaded with information on his website. And it'll take you directly there. I put a nice big banner. So now you have the resources to prevent you from getting sick and to help you if you do get sick. And that is the COVID tab. You will see the treatments. And then also don't forget, you can watch the audit. There's 9 cameras. If you go to the Take Action tab and you will see, watch the AZ audit, watch it live. And did I add anything else? God, I just started adding things. Oh, I can't think right now. It's 1:56. All right, I'm wrapping it up. I am wrapping it up. I'm going to be adding loads of stuff this weekend, loads of stuff this weekend. So again, start using it as a resource. All right, let's close this out. I didn't get a chance to tell you everything. Oh, the virtual events. Make sure you go to the Take Action tab or the Patriot Partners Patriots tab. Go to the virtual events page, and it'll be the information to get free tickets for the conference, which is April 30th. May 1st, May 2nd, May 30th, May 1st, May 2nd, with all the incredible speakers about the coronavirus and the Great Reset. Tickets are free. So make sure you go and get that and try to tune in as much as you can. I'm going to take it out now. It's 1:57. I'm way over. So it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. And once you commit, everything changes. Don't be a mask hole, guys. Don't be Shawshanked. Don't drive around in the car by yourself with a mask on. You're just breathing your own dirty air. You're getting sick. You're breathing dirty particles that are not supposed to be back in your body. It's like eating your own poop. Why would you eat your own poop? Put on your common sense caps and try to leave them on all day. I hope you sleep in them. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. The censorship cancel culture is just stupid, and woke nonsense is a joke. Woke nonsense is a joke. It is Friday, so we all want you to tune in Monday for another episode of this live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways. And of course, at the 1 o'clock hour, I will be doing my patriotic soapbox, giving you all kinds of great content, information that you're not going to hear. You're not going to hear during the show. You're not going to hear during the show. And I'm just going to throw a bunch of stuff at you. And then I think I'm going to do is I'm going to open it up for listener calls starting on Monday. So if anybody wants to give some opinion, wants to share some of their thoughts, we'll be able to do that. So a special thank you to all the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their own shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You have multiple tabs, the Take Action tab, the Partners and Patriots tab. Check out the Episodes tab. Remember to listen to episode 171, get an overview. It's time to take action. It's Take Action April. Get yourself situated. Get in, write everything down, pen and paper, that you want to do this weekend to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. You got to write this stuff down. You got to figure out what you want to do, and let's make it happen together. So join the movement. Tell your friends. I'm going to take it out here and tune in Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Going to be loaded with information, loaded with information. And I think everybody's awake to take action on what we shared today. Go take action all weekend long. You have 2,880 minutes to do something. It's time to do something. You're not settling no more. So make it a great day because you deserve it. Make it a great weekend because you've earned it. And I'm taking it home Monday. Come back 12 p.m. Pacific time. I was all over the place today, so I apologize. Well, we're closing it out. Have a great weekend. Monday's a new day.
the end of Take Action April. It's time.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.